Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that has ever existed. A podcast on the Lughole Network, and God, 2021 is almost over. This is the last episode of the year. If you've tuned in at all for the last few weeks, you know that last week I aired the second part of my conversation with Frankie Becerra, talking about our best songs of 2021. That episode had a lot of my favorite songs, as well as Frankie's favorite songs. So a lot of the things I'm going to talk about in this episode probably won't be a surprise. I just wanted to do one last episode. At the end of that episode, I asked Frankie for his honorable mentions, but I didn't really say any. And I also wanted to continue my yearly tradition of talking about my Apple Music Replay, also known as the Spotify Wrapped. It's pretty much the same thing. You know, it doesn't really matter. But I figured I would give a lot of my honorable mentions. I feel like my Apple Music Replay isn't as exciting this year as it maybe has been in years past. So I'm just going to list off a bunch of honorable mentions that I have. But first, we're going to break down my Apple Music Replay. Before I get into that, follow me on all my socials. James P. Crowley on Instagram and TikTok. James P. Crowley 68 on Instagram. I've got the podcast on Instagram, James Crowley's Infinite Playlist. I share like records and music related content. I recently shared a video of me doing a new joke that I'm working on about Taylor Swift that I'm very proud of, and I look forward to working that out a little bit more if Omicron doesn't keep us all locked down for further notice. So before I get into my honorable mentions, let's talk about my Apple Music Replay. I'm recording this on Wednesday, December 22nd. I figured I would wait and see what ends up happening, instead of recording this right as it came out, right as everyone was doing their, Spotify raps and things. So this year Apple Music Replay is telling me I listened to 995 hours of music. You know, obviously that doesn't count, like, streams from, like, promos and things, or, like, records and stuff like that, or radio and concerts, but, so, 995 hours of just, streaming, and that's cool, and that's really awesome. It also says that I listened to 1,388 different artists this year, and it also says that I listened to, oh no, I just lost it. It also says that I listened to 1,054 albums this year. So that's super cool. And, you know, I'm still listening to a few more things. As I look at year-end lists, you know, I'm discovering things that maybe I should have listened to, maybe, you know, I wanted to. But so let's get into my top artists. A lot of these shouldn't be surprising to anyone that listens to this podcast, but we're going to rattle them all off from top to bottom. My number one artist, this just changed recently, it was different the last time I checked, is Taylor Swift with 20 hours, followed by The Hold Steady, which was my number one for a while, and The Menzingers both with 20 hours. I think The Hold Steady was number one because they had a new album early on in the year, and they were my favorite artist that had put out a new album early on. Julian Baker and Lucy Dacus up next. I love the Lucy Dacus record. I also love the Julian Baker record. You know, Julian Baker was another early release, and I listened to that Lucy Dacus record a lot. Gaslight Anthem at 15 hours, which is crazy. Same thing with Spanish Love Songs, 14 hours. Wonder Years, 14 hours. Mountain Goats, 14 hours. These are all artists that I love, so those shouldn't be a surprise. Spanish Love Songs did put out a new song. The Wonder Years put out a new song. They might have done three. I don't know if Out on My Feet and Breakless were this year. I feel like those were late 2020, though. But regardless, I was listening to a lot of Wonder Years. Mountain Goats had some new stuff this year also. Love that band. Saw them live. They were one of, you know, after having those tickets for 2 years. Tyler, the Creator with 14 hours. World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die with 13 hours. That both had albums that I adored this year. Phoebe Bridgers with 13 hours. Still lots of Punisher for me this year. Harmony Woods with 13 hours. Harmony Woods was my favorite album of the year. If you listened to the podcast last week, you know that that was my favorite record. Same thing with, you're gonna hear that name a lot. Yeah, I loved it. I also wrote up my top 10 albums for Burger a Day, and you could read that in the episode description. Kanye West with 10 hours, Bruce Springsteen with 10 hours, Brian Fallon with 10 hours. Kanye, I feel like only really inched up there because of Donda. Like, I don't feel like I listened to a ton of Kanye this year, which is strange. Def Heaven with 10 hours. I liked that record not as much as I thought I would, though. Titus Andronicus with 9 hours. I was getting ready to see The Monitor live. Jeff Rosenstock with 8 hours. I liked Skadream, and I saw him live this year. Jason Isbell in the 400 unit, saw him live also. So lots of exciting stuff. And then let's get into albums first, and we'll go through my top 10 albums. My number 10 most listened to album this year, I was kind of surprised, but I feel like it's because it's long, is Red, Taylor's Version. I don't feel like I listened to that a lot, but I guess I listened to All Too Well a lot, so maybe that was it. And I don't really consider that like a 2021 album, even though it's on some people's year-end lists. I'm like, that's an old album redone. Even though there's some new stuff, I love the Phoebe Bridgers song that came out. I really like the 10-minute version of All Too Well. That's cool. Number 9 is Reckless by Morgan Wade. Number 8 is Illusory Walls by The World Is a Beautiful Place. Number 7 is Open Door Policy by The Hold Steady. Number 6 is Another Kill for the Highlight Reel. Then none of these should be that surprising in my top 5. 5 is Gami Gang by Origami Angel. Number 4 is Graceful Rage by Harmony Woods. Number 3 is Little Oblivions by Julian Baker. Number 2 is Home Video by Lucy Dacus. And number 1 is Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler the Creator. I think that album's short because I think I got a lot of plays in that. Let's run through my top songs. A lot of these are the same artist over and over again. That's sort of the downside to this. So I'm just gonna run through a couple of these, and I'll offer quick little commentary about them. Number 100 was Mustang by Bartiz Strange. I love Bartiz. I love that record last year. I feel like I was late to it last year, so I feel like I got more listens to it this year. Some layover stuff. I got End of the World by Warriors. I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. Just stuff from 2020 that I really liked. Go Down Together by Foxing is in there low. Died in the Prison of the Holy Office by World Is a Beautiful Place is in there. That was my favorite song from that album. I got the songs from Inside on here, some Spanish love songs. Let's go to 75. 75 is No Offense by Origami Angel. I got Daywalker by Machine Gun Kelly featuring Corpse. Let's go to 66, Graceful Rage by Harmony Woods. Let's go to 54, Partner in Crime by Lucy Dacus. Let's keep going along. Rosemary by Brian Fallon was a surprise hit that I enjoyed a lot. Oh, same thing with My Friend Chris by the Menzingers. I don't know. I just really latched onto those songs this year, even though they're older. Let's see. Coney Island by Taylor. There's a lot of like older things that I think are more interesting. Black Masks and Gasoline by Rise Against really took me this year because I read Dan Ozzie's book. But yeah, once you get to the top 20, it's almost all Lucy Dacus, Tyler the Creator, Harmony Woods. A few, curveballs. I've got Be Afraid by Jason Isbell in the 400 unit in the top 20. But number 10 is Good Luck Road by Harmony Woods. Number 9 is Wilder Days by Morgan Wade. 8 is VBS by Lucy Dacus. 7 is Brando, Lucy Dacus. 6 is Mass of Tyler the Creator. Number 5 is Hot and Heavy, Lucy. Number 4 is Thumbs by Lucy. Number 3 is Hardline by Julian Baker. Number 2 is Phantom Limb by Spanish Love Songs. Number 1 is Rittenhouse by Harmony Woods. So that's my Apple Music Wrapped. I just kind of wanted to talk about some of those songs and just give you a breakdown of some of my listening. I thought that would be fun. But let's go into my honorable mentions for the year. I created myself a little playlist to just kind of talk about these, and we're gonna start with Morbid Obsessions by We Are the Union.
Morbid obsessions. Every thought feels like a confession. She said, if I had one life, gonna do what I want.
Twenty 2021 really was a great year for ska. Besides Ska Dream by Jeff Rosenstock, We Are the Union put out this great record called Ordinary Life, which is all about their lead singer, Reed Walcott, coming out as a trans woman. And it's just a great record. It reminded me a little bit of listening to, like, Early Against Me, but, like, with a fun, upbeat tune. Jer, who does Ska Tune Network, is in this band, and they do such great work. I really enjoy this. I really liked their last album, which I believe was called Surfing on the Waves of Depression. Everything about this record is incredibly fun. This was one of my favorite albums of the year. There were lots of great ska records, and this was the year I really got into ska and totally understood why it's such an important and cool genre. So I really loved this. My next pick is I Wonder, parentheses, Song for Michael by Yasmin Williams. So this record was one that I went back to a lot when I needed something calming and soothing throughout the year. This whole album is instrumental, it's guitar music, and it just kind of shows how much I've grown up, because when I was younger, the instrumental guitar music I liked was like John 5 and like shredding and, you know, like really like intense heavy shit. And now I like something that's a little bit soothing. This is very technically impressive, but it's not nearly as like in your face, and you could put it on in the background and it's nice and pleasant to listen to. This Yasmin Williams record was a ton of fun. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. But anyway, we're going to keep on rolling along into my next song, which was Sympathy and Validation by Late Waves.
Man, I'm in a moral slump. I gotta dig up some good deeds. And yeah, I gotta sober up, replacing alcohol with weight. Please, tell me what you want from me tonight.
Late Waves were kind of a breakout surprise for me. I got an advance of this record. I really enjoyed it. I wrote a review for Atwood. I just really liked this record. It's kind of a fun, pop-punk, energetic, kind of in the vein of, like, a Menzingers or a Pew Pew Pew. Lots of, like, hard partying, lots of drinking, lots of weed references. It just had everything that I like in an album. But anyway, we're gonna roll on into my next pick, which was 45 by Bleachers.
Consider drinking in the yard, in the words of a perfect stranger, in the hallways of my heart. Cause all the blessings are somebody else's, the flowers in my neighbor's pot. I'm torn exactly into two pieces, one who wants you and one who adore, but I'm still inside.
Bleachers came back this year with, as always, a big year for Jack Antonoff. I really liked the new Bleachers album. Everything about it was just very good. It kind of reminded me of, like, a Springsteen album and a Gaslight Anthem album, although those should kind of go hand in hand. I think that, Jack Antonoff kind of leaned into his Jersey roots in the best possible way, and I thought that this was a really fun record. I thought that this was a fun song. The Gaslight Anthem have a song called 45, and everyone was scared when they went to a major label that they would get more poppy, and I think that this might have been what they would have sounded like if they had gone a lot more poppy with their major label. So I really like this. But anyway, we're going to roll into my next song, which is Died in the Prison of the Holy Office by The World Is a Beautiful Place, and I am no longer afraid to die.
Miller unsealed, isolated in a burning field, a bony ring of protection, bought online from a fake white shaman, clenched my teeth all the way down. When my
that took me a little bit, and that I guess shouldn't be that surprising, since it is a like prog record for all intents and purposes. I really thoroughly enjoyed this record a lot. I got to see The World is a Beautiful Place on this tour, and I was really glad. And, you know, a lot of these songs are really great. You know, they're just, you know, they're heavy, they're intense. This is a big fucking album, which is kind of all you could really want from, like, this band. This song in particular was my favorite. I love the breakdown that you just heard. Like, that bridge section is incredible. I really like all the callbacks they did on this album, and I think they did it in a really tasteful way that wasn't really forced. And, like, I think that, like, in this, they threw in, I believe it's Katamari Duquette, which, you know, that's not, like, a song people know. That's not, like, Getting Sodas. That's not Heartbeat in the Brain, and I think it worked really well here. But anyway, we're going to keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Desperate Things by The Killers.
She was doing 60 in a 35. I hit the lights and pulled her over. When I reached the window of the driver's side, there was blood from her mouth.
This record is fucking dark. You know, I didn't have high hopes for this. I mean, I liked the last Killers album. I didn't love the last Killers album. You know, but I enjoy this band. I check them out whenever they do things. You know, I have for years. I'm fucking 27. I'm the exact right age to be a huge Killers fan. But yeah, you know, I hadn't listened to them in a long time. I always check them out. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm stupid. But this record was just great all around. So, I don't know. I have no bad things to say. This really caught me by surprise, and I loved it. Just, it's dark, it's gritty, and it's awesome. Anyway, we're going to keep on rolling on in to my next pick, which is If I Believed in Love by Foxing. You guys don't get to hear the drop from the segment that I chose, but the drop that comes shortly after this is fucking incredible. I really liked Foxing's Draw Down the Moon album. It was very controversial this year, and I also love controversy. But yeah, no, this album was great. It was a lot of fun. It's the most polished thing Foxing has ever done. And it just makes me want to revisit the past three Foxing albums that came before it, you know, because this band has grown so much. But all three of their records before this, all four of their records now, are all great. And this song in and of itself, a lot of the songs on this album really kind of struck me in a way that Foxing songs hadn't in a very long time. You know, no, in my opinion, I know there have been Foxing songs that I enjoy, but no Foxing song has hit me the way that Rory did when I first heard it, and now I get to hear all of these and I'm blown away. But anyway, my next pick is Tom Hall & Oates by Origami Angel. I'm realizing that it's been so long since I put little song snippets that are only 30 seconds in, because I am goofing on some of this. Gami Gang for Life. This was one of my favorite records of the year. Oregon the Angel, I've been following intermittently. I've always enjoyed the stuff they do, but this record absolutely floored me. You know, I've liked their stuff for a long time, and this was the first time I really loved their stuff. So, Oregon the Angel rules. This song is great. The breakdown in the middle, which, if you listen to the whole thing, you'll hear, is fucking incredible. I think it's a lot of fun. Let's roll on in to my next song, which is Guest Room by Future Teens.
Some guy convinced I deserve you know what anymore. That show which what I feel were
young and old.
Guess I'll take whatever comes first.
I don't know if I would have chosen this song if I hadn't just seen Future Teens a few weeks ago at Asbury Park in New Jersey with the Wonder Years. This song, you know, Breakup Season was one of my favorite records of 2019. It meant a lot to me. I haven't really listened to it a lot since that album came out. But now, you know, getting to hear those songs live again was incredible. And then hearing this song really struck a chord with me. I really liked it. This EP, a lot of it. I talked about another song from it. I really love the cover of Believe by Cher. But this song, I think, is the best, and it's an anthem of life affirmation, and I think that's great and cool, and I think we need more of those. But we're going to keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Leap Year by Heart Attack Man.
I didn't think I'd make it to 23, but I'm happy to be here.
I should go see this band live. They are going on tour next year, and Arms Length is opening, who I'll talk a little bit about later. But yeah, such a great band. Did a lot on TikTok early in the pandemic. I remember hearing a lot about them in 2020. And now that they put out this EP, Thoughts and Prayers, I thought that this is a great EP. I talked about one of these songs earlier this year, and this gave birth to one of the most fun TikTok trends, which was with the lyrics, 19, I never thought I'd make it to 23, but I'm happy to be here, where people were sharing photos of themselves at 19, and then either now at 23, or then at 23, and then now wherever they are. I did that, you know, I'm 27 now, and I definitely had that fucking thought, and I really like this. It's a really positive, life-affirming song, and it's really fucking good. Really, I love their singer's vocals. So cool. Anyway, let's roll on into my next pick, which was Waits by Bartiz Strange.
How's that? Go on about my head.
One of the artists that I already talked about, The Killers, is usually my go-to comparison for Bartiz Strange on, like, his anthemic, like, rock tracks. And this song is, like, a perfect example of that. I really love this track. I'm really excited for whatever Bartiz does this year. I saw him back in September, I believe. Yeah, it was right around the time he dropped this, September 23rd. And he played a bunch of new songs, so he's an artist that I'm really looking forward to next year. This song is fucking awesome. It's anthemic. It's, you know, fist-pumping. I just really enjoy it, you know. And speaking of Bartiz Strange, he released a cover EP of songs by The National, and my next pick is Somebody Desperate by The National.
Why can I say anything? It never has no meaning. I can't breathe. I can't speak. I don't know what I'm feeling.
You know, I gotta see this fucking Cyrano movie. I've been aware of Cyrano for a very long time, but it's not something that I ever really, like, dove in. I think I saw the movie once, like in a high school class or something. The National is one of my favorite bands. I really hope we get a new album soon. I'm really excited with a lot of the work that Bryce Dessner has done, or Aaron Dessner has done with Taylor Swift and things like that. And I hope he becomes this hot pop producer, because then we're gonna have a very sad era of pop music, and I really love that. But I really like this song in particular. It's really intense. It's written for the film adaptation, which I think they wrote as an opera, if I'm not mistaken, and then the National play it, and it's a perfect National song. You know, it's brooding, it's sad, it's great. I love it so much. We're gonna roll on into my next pick, though, which is The Kings of Halloween by Dan Campbell.
Can you hear me? How you doing? I can use you tonight. Hey, Kathy, are you listening? I got a question. You were usually right. You told me to go to Susquehanna, and it changed my whole life. He said not to rush.
I feel like I should be commended because there's a new Wonder Years song that came out this year, and I didn't include it in this or in my year-end list. Partially because it's a Christmas song. I really like it a lot, and I think it's great. But I thought, yeah, I'm probably only going to really listen to this around the holidays. But I really like the new Dan Campbell solo album. It, you know, these were all songs that he wrote for people. I think I talked about this in the last episode, in the Christmas episode, because a lot of these songs, I think because they're about family and love and people that you're close with, they do have a bit of a Christmassy feel to them. And this song is no exception, even though it's called Kings of Halloween, but it's a really loving tribute, I think, to a mother. That's my assumption. And it's really a powerful song, and I enjoy it a lot. But anyway, we're going to keep on rolling along into that arm's length song, Safer Skin. I talk a lot about my favorite albums of the year, but I rarely talk about my favorite EPs of the year, and this one was really one of my favorite EPs, the Everything Nice EP from Arm's Length. I think they have one other EP that I still need to check out. I've thrown in a few songs by these guys on a few occasions. I didn't mention Eve, I think, earlier this year in my Christmas episode, but that's gone on my Christmas playlist because it is kind of a sad Christmas song. And just every song on this EP is great. I could have chosen any. Garamond fucking rules. Theme song is great. I really like this one. This is just a banger. They're touring with Heart Attack Man, which makes me want to go see it a little bit more. But yeah, they're just an all-around great emo band. Someone from the Birds Aren't Real movement had recommended this EP to me, kind of comparing it to the Hoteliers' Home Like No Place Is There, and I thought that it was great, and I'm excited. I think they're doing a full length next year, so fuck yeah. Give me more Arm's Length. My next runner-up, honorable mention is I Don't Live Here Anymore by The War on Drugs from that same album.
Thank you.
The War on Drugs are a band that I've wanted to be into for a very long time. I love the name. I tend to like them when I'm listening to them, but I've never loved them the way that I've wanted to. And this record was the first one that really ever made me do that, and I think that this song is great. I know that a critic that I really like, Stephen Hyden, has been very complimentary to this album, and I agree, you know, this is the one you really come in on, I think, if you're trying to get into the War on Drugs. But let's roll on into my next pick, which was The Feelers by The Hold Steady.
They led us to the office, and once my eyes adjusted, I took a little look around the place. On the mantel was a portrait of his father and the fortune he'd amassed from being ruthless but polite. And a bottle with a model, a specific British clipper ship. On his desk there was a pistol and a pipe.
Can't go wrong with The fucking Hold Steady. Even though Open Door Policy wasn't one of my favorite albums of the year, I did really enjoy it. It got an honorable mention on my Burger Day list, and it's a great Hold Steady album. Something I've noticed, I think, about the last two Hold Steady albums is they take a little while to grow on me. You know, when this first came out, it took a bit of time, but now I love it. It's a great fucking record, and, you know, there's not much else to say other than that. I really like the opening track. I think that there's a lot of classic Hold Steady-isms. I think that there's a lot of things that are fun in this. I really like the reference to the Alien poster saying, take me to your dealer. This album's great, and I highly recommend giving it a listen. It's good for both seasoned Hold Steady fans and those who may not know them. But we're going to keep on rolling along into my next pick, which was Fuck a Proud Boy, featuring Unity Texas by Kind Eyes. Normally when something happens very early in the year, I forget what the exact date is, but it's very hard to forget what had happened on January 6th. I was still at Newsweek and I was shitting my pants. I remember one of my coworkers sent a message to like a group of us. It was like, I don't know about you guys, but it feels really weird to pitch stories while this is going on. And it was terrifying. It was, you know, everyone, you know, it was like a big what the fuck moment. And I remember over the summertime, the fucking Proud Boys were down the street from my house before I moved because Trump was at the fucking golf course. And fuck these people. Kill Murphy is one of my favorite TikTokers. He's in this band, Kind Eyes. And they put out this song, and it's fucking great. You know, there's not much else to say. It's a message you could all get behind. And it fucking rules, you know? And there's not much else to say about that. Fuck the Proud Boys. God damn. But anyway, we're gonna bring this on home with something a little light, something pretty, Summerlin by Talker.
It's never time of year, it's snowing in the canyon. How did we get here? It's never been this dark, a starless sky.
Talker has been on my radar for some time now, and I really enjoy this band. I really like everything they've done so far, but I think that this song really elevated them to the next level. I really, you know, it's kind of a breakup song, kind of a love song, and it's just all around really, you know, powerful and really well done. And it reminds me a lot of other artists that I really enjoy. So yeah, this was one of my favorite songs of the year. I wrote about it for Atwood, and
I recommend you give it a listen. But anyway, guys, those are a few of my honorable mentions, a few more of my favorite songs of the year, if you weren't satisfied by the best of 2021 list. You could read the rest of my albums of the year with a few honorable mentions and a few EPs that I loved on burgeraday.com. That link will be down in the episode description. Mask up, get vaccinated, get boosted, because at the time that I'm recording this, Omicron is surging and it's terrifying, and I want to have comedy shows for all my listeners to come out to in the new year. But yeah, guys, write to me on Instagram and tell me what some of your favorite songs of the year are. Yeah, and I'll jam out with you next time. Bye. Happy New Year.
Wish I could stay in Summerlin. The streets whisper your name.
This has been a Lughole podcast.